Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, February 8th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today is from the writings of St. Matthew, where he says, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Jesus speaks with disarming simplicity. You are the salt of the earth. Not you should become, not one day you might be, but you are. Before command comes identity, before mission, a gift already given. Salt in the world of Jesus was never decorative. It was essential. It gave flavor to otherwise bland food. It preserved what would quickly decay. It purified what was impure. To call his disciples salt was to say, your presence matters more than you realize. Without you, something necessary is missing. Yet Jesus immediately introduces attention. But if salt loses its taste, he is not questioning the usefulness of salt, but its integrity. Salt that ceases to be salt is not merely ineffective. It becomes dangerous, something underfoot, trampled, scattered without purpose. Salt sharpens taste. It awakens what is already there. In the same way, Christian life is not meant to overwhelm the world, but to reveal its deepest hunger. When faith is lived authentically, it makes life more human, more merciful, more truthful, more hopeful. But flavor requires contrast. Salt that blends too perfectly into food disappears. A disciple who mirrors the world without question offers no witness at all. The temptation is subtle. To be agreeable, unobtrusive, invisible. Yet Jesus does not ask us to be palatable. He asks us to be faithful. To live as salt means that our choices, our words, and loves may sting slightly at first. Mercy in a culture of retaliation, fidelity in a culture of disposability, humility in a culture of self-promotion. Salt does not shout, but it cannot help being noticed. Salt preserves us by slowing decay. It does not eliminate corruption instantly. It insists it patiently. This is the vocation of the Church in every age, not to escape the world, but to keep it from rotting from the inside out. We preserve what we love. Every act of fidelity to marriage, to prayer, to conscience, to the poor, pushes back against the quiet erosion of meaning. Holiness is often unremarkable, showing up, staying honest, choosing the good when no one applauds. This kind of preservation is costly. Salt stings wounds, because wounds are already there. Truth can ache because it touches what is fragile and exposed, but without that sting, healing never begins. In the ancient world, salt was often mixed with impurities. When the salt content leached away, what remained looked like salt but had no power. This is the heart of Jesus' warning. The danger is not persecution, but delusion. Faith loses its savor not through open rejection, but through compromise that slowly empties it of substance. Prayer reduced to habit. Charity reduced to sentiment. Discipleship reduced to cultural identity rather than lived obedience. When we stop allowing Christ to challenge us, when the gospel no longer confronts our comfort, habits, or priorities, we may still resemble salt, but we no longer transform anything. Jesus' words are stark, not to condemn, but to awaken. Salt that fails its purpose becomes something walked on. This is not divine cruelty. It is a consequence. A faith that does not engage the world with love and truth will inevitably be ignored. Yet even this warning carries mercy. Jesus speaks to disciples, not outsiders. He believes they can remain salt. He trusts the grace already at work in them. Salt works best when unseen. No one praises the salt at the table, but everybody notices when it is missing. The same is true of holiness. Most Christian witness happens not in dramatic gestures, but in daily faithfulness. Patience with a difficult person, integrity in small decisions, prayer that sustains unseen sacrifices. You are the salt of the earth, not by your brilliance, but by your belonging to Christ. Remain close to Him, and your life will flavor, preserve, and purify more than you will ever know. We ask today not how loudly we proclaim the gospel, but whether our lives still taste like it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have called us the salt of the earth. Before we ever felt worthy of the name, keep us close to you, so that we do not lose the savor of your grace. Purify our hearts when they become divided. Preserve our faith when it grows weary, and give flavor to our lives through quiet acts of love and fidelity. Save us from a faith that blends in too easily, from discipleship without cost, from words that speak of you, while our lives remain unchanged. Send us back into the world not to dominate or condemn, but to heal, to preserve, and to bless, so that through us the world may taste something of your mercy, who live and reign for ever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.